From WRKF 89.3 HD in Baton Rouge, this is Louisiana's Prescription, Bayou State Answers to Health and Health Policy. While Shafonda Hampton was serving 3 years in East Baton Rouge Parish Prison, she met Tanja Miles, a peer support specialist with Capital Area Human Services. Miles was offering wellness classes to inmates with mental illnesses. She taught Hampton how to cope with the anger of being abused as a child and basic life skills she had never learned before. Now that Hampton is out of prison, she continues to check in with Miles. Wallace Watkins has the story.
So, tell me how you've been.
I've been okay.
Define okay, please. Because okay can mean different things for different people.
I've been okay in the sense of I've been going to work.
Good.
And staying away from negative people.
Good.
I just have trials and tribulations like everybody else.
Right.
These meetings help Hampton stay focused on the things that keep her moving forward.
I'm putting money aside for my license.
Okay, so what's the time frame we're looking at? Because we got to have a timeline.
Yes, I actually want my license within the next month.
Okay, that's good.
Okay.
In addition to helping her with things like getting a driver's license and housing, Miles asked Hampton about her physical health.
Now, I noticed that you look great, so your health is good.
Yes.
You lost some weight.
Yes, I have, and I'm still losing.
So what are you doing?
Exercising.
What about your sleep?
I sleep good.
Good.
I didn't used to sleep good, but I sleep good now.
Right.
I dream and everything.
Right. That's good. Now, what about your meds? Are you doing good on your meds?
Yes, I am. At first, they had me drowsy, mm-hmm. but I'm way over that now. Mm-hmm.
Hampton says these meetings every few weeks keep her on track.
I have a job.
Right.
I come to group
yes.
every week. I keep my appointments with my therapist, mm-hmm. my social worker.
Good.
And I stay around positive people.
The Baton Rouge Area Foundation is designing a crisis stabilization unit that would be able to offer counseling like this to more people and help get them treatment to divert them away from the criminal justice system in the first place. Wallace Watkins, WRKF News.